The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and J-Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Pour another cup of coffee, have some fun with Cap J Hood, ESPN 1000 with Danny, with Tyler Aki in for Meller, who's up at Buttermilk because it's he and Carm today up there in Vernon Hills on the remote. Yerk's got the day off, and then J.R. Strauss. It will be engineering the Waddle and Sylvia remote in Oak Forest this afternoon. They're going bowling.
All right. So while we have taken attendance now, let's focus on the news. And the news is that the Cubs are breaking up.
Yes.
They're all breaking up here.
As Anthony
Rizzo now is a New York Yankee. And I know for some this morning it's a culture shock. Like, hey, man, I'm used to this team. We've been on a roll for a while. But really, have you? Have you been on a roll since the 2016 championship team? And now ESPN 1000's own Anthony Rizzo moves on to the Yankees, and we will keep our eyes on any other further reports or trades that will take place. As Cap has been talking about, more than likely Kimbrel will be moved. Maybe a Bryant, maybe a Baez. We're keeping our eyes on it because it's really a shame, Cap. My whole takeaway in all this is this could have happened a couple years ago, and you wouldn't have to break up all the parts all at one time. You could take a part or two and have interchangeable parts and add some offense here and there. Cubs didn't do that, though. They waited too long. A la Gar packs the Bulls. They waited too long on this run here, and now players will be traded because the Cubs took too long to break up this team.
Let's go to the phones. AJ is over at Lollapalooza. Hey, AJ, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
We're good, man. How are you?
I can't complain. Another beautiful day in Chicago.
So what do you think, man? First of all, give us the atmosphere. Were you at Lala yesterday?
I was. I'm there all 4 days.
All right. What was it like yesterday?
Yesterday was good. It was a good turnout. You know, a good crowd. It wasn't much of like drama, so that was perfect. And I like to compare it to like, think about it like a good day at the Taste of Chicago. Like, not a great day where everything's packed, but it was like a good day. It was a good amount of people for the first day.
So did you feel safe?
I was good. I was good for most of the day. I did happen to like dip off and go see Miley Cyrus when she was performing, and I tried to get all the way to the front.
Yeah.
And that's when things got a little hectic. It was elbow to elbow. People were right next to each other. I was a little claustrophobic, like, I got to get out of here. But, you know, besides like going to go see the main act, like everything else was pretty much, it was pretty good. People were pretty much on their best behavior.
By the way, do you recall her set? Was she doing her own stuff, or was she doing karaoke?
Well, she was on one stage earlier in the day, and she got like kicked off that stage for some apparent reason. I don't have the information on that one. But then when she was on the other stage for the end of the night, she was doing mostly her stuff. You know, she gave a nice little spill about COVID and how we need to appreciate each other. So, you know, she did her thing at the end of the night.
Hey, man, have a great day, okay?
Wait. I do have to say one thing, though, Danny. I want to say live about the Bears. We knew coming into this season that the Bears were going to suck. Only reason we have expectations for the Bears is because we drafted Justin Fields, is because we took that lineman, is because for some reason Pace got everything connected in his head and he figured out, oh, you're supposed to draft good players. So going into the season, yeah, these players are hurt. Akeem Hicks, he's been hurt the past few years. We need to just watch this season and just see, okay, how good can Andy Dalton really be, and get Justin Fields ready toward the end of the season. So next year when we bring in that fresh crop of head coach, maybe, you know, we might keep Nagy, maybe, but definitely new GM, then we can start putting expectations on our team. Aaron Rodgers will be out the division, hopefully, all that good stuff. But right now, for this season, guys, the Bears are going to suck. It's okay. We knew this.
AJ, stay safe over there, okay, man?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Go buy your pizza at Lou Malnati's. Be nice to my
all
wife.
Right,
she's
just
working
move
there.
Move it along.
Butter see you crush, later. Butter crush.
There you go. Butter crush. See you, buddy.
AJ said that Miley Cyrus did her own songs. I'm looking at the set list. She did 10 covers.
That's what I thought too.
Maybe. Ten cover. It's like singing karaoke. It's cool. I think it's awesome. She did Say Hello to Heaven, which is a Temple of the Dog song. Like, that would be awesome to see.
Now, see, this is something that you and I speculated, Danny. Would she sing her own stuff, or would she just do karaoke singing others, covers?
Yeah, so from looking at the set list, she did 26 songs. 10 of them were covers. So almost half.
That would disappoint me. I want to hear, if I'm there to see Miley Cyrus, I want to hear her stuff.
But the covers she did were awesome. She did Billy Idol's White Wedding. She did Heart of Glass by Blondie. She did Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Okay, yeah, but you know what? When you have those that do covers, you just know going in more times than not, it's less than, is it not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Cap, she did one that you'd like. She did Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down by Cher. That's in your wheelhouse.
You're better than that, Danny.
I was a sunny guy. Take that.
I loved Cher.
You love. So
well, then
I.
How come when I said that you tell me I'm better than that?
I'm not talking
I'm
about her music.
Accurate.
I'm not talking about her music.
Cher was hot when she was young. Hot. So what did I say that was wrong? What part of that am I better than?
You know, I started mornings, you know, in Chicago doing sports talk. You understand? You were a fan of Tom Cher. I understand.
Let's go back to the
phones. Look Alive.
Let's go.
What? And by the way, well, before you hit another button and once again sidetrack me, what is wrong with me saying hello to people outside? You're shaking your head at me like in despair. Like, hey, all I'm saying is hello to the people.
Because she had a walking stick. She couldn't see you.
She couldn't?
No. Lady's got her stick out and Hoodie's waving to her. I'm like, she can't see you.
Maybe she could sense it.
What about the other senses?
Through the glass, I don't think she was able to.
I don't understand why you're always down on me, man. Why are you always down on me?
I love you dearly.
No, you're always down on me.
But when you're waving to a blind woman, she's not going to see you. Unbelievable,
man. I'm just trying to be
this guy.
Take that.
This guy. Fred in Stevensville. What's up, Fred?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Great listening to the show.
Appreciate you.
He's always down on
me. I was just thinking here a while ago that the no-hitter that the Cubs threw 5 weeks ago, what were the chances that all four pitchers that pitched in that game would be gone in 5 weeks?
Oh, the combined no-hitter?
Yep.
Right. Yeah, all the pitchers that pitched that would be gone. We know two are gone, and the other two may go.
Yeah, how about that?
There you go.
That's how fast things change. In fact, 9 of the 15 that played in that game may be gone. We've already lost four already traded, one released, and four more may be trading here soon.
Well, so, appreciate the call.
Appreciate the call.
Just remember, my partner said, I don't know how many more deals that the Cubs are going to make, but my partner said, no more 100 lost ball clubs in this regime. We're done with that, right?
I'm not sure.
No. We're done with that.
I guarantee they would not lose 100.
Then your partner, who you're always down on, said, well, you got to keep a couple of guys because you want A, people to still be interested in the club. B,
you got your own network. You need a hood ornament.
No matter whatever you think of the network, I'm just telling you, you still have your own network, right?
Correct.
So, you know, you called me Andy McPhail. So, you know, because you didn't believe in attraction staying on the ball on a bad ball club.
Correct.
Okay.
Still don't.
All right. But they're not going to lose 100 games anymore, right?
That's what you told me. I promise.
Okay.
Okay.
99.
Maybe. Steven Wheeling. What's up, Stevie?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing today?
What's up, kid?
Hey, Stevie.
Good to hear from you guys again. Tim, I also...
You called us.
I'm a Red Sox fan. I called in the past. I've been a Seahawks fan, too.
What?
Yeah. Pretty strange here, but here's my bad news possibly for your Cubbies, is that I think Theo and Jed go hand in hand. I think if one leaves the other, they don't prosper as one, pretty much. I mean, they don't prosper on the other side. So pretty much... What I'm saying is when Theo was in Boston with Jed, they won a couple of championships. The second Jed went to San Diego, the wheel started falling off the team. He left. He went to the Cubs, brought in Jed. They won a championship, and now Theo's going to leave. I don't see green pastures for you guys in your future. Being a realist, I'm not trying to be a downer or anything, but your thoughts.
First of all, when Jed Hoyer was there, I know for a fact they were playing to go to the playoffs on the final day. So I wouldn't say the wheels came off in San Diego. That I don't think that's a fair statement. So let's see. Let's give this man all the chance in the world. He has a lot of money that he's going to have off the books. Let's give him a chance to see what he builds.
Just put a pin in what I've told you here this morning, Cap. I said, let's watch how this all develops with Jed in the chair and not Theo. And let's see how the Ricketts, how they're able to work with Jed as far as trying to get this ball club to be a contender again. How much of the money will you be able to let loose? It's not just an open checkbook, I don't believe. This is the same guy that's talking about biblical proportions and all that out of the pandemic. And I get it. But, you know, as we talked to Paston not too long ago, Paston's like, I don't believe in this, you know, saying that you're poor, you don't have money. Yeah, all the owners have money. It all depends on where you want to spend it and if you want to spend it, right?
Agreed.
So just, again, Theo was the influencer. And of course, you know that Ricketts was the money guy, but Theo was the influencer, picking the right players for the right time. Can Jed do that? Does Jed have the autonomy to do that? Let's keep our eyes on that.
It's a great question, and we're going to find out. If he moves Kimbrel in the right deal, we'll find out.
Can I ask you a question about definition?
Uh-huh.
Retool and or rebuild? When and if Bryant and Baez is gone, is that a retooling that he has got to deal with in the offseason, Jed? Or is it a rebuild?
Depends what the haul back is for all those guys. If you're getting nearly major league ready talent back, young guys who haven't proven anything, and he's given money to go spend, then that's a retool. If it's, hey man, we're going to strip it all the way down and try and lose as many games as we can, then that's a full-scale rebuild. I don't think that's where they're going.
Where are we right now? Retooling?
Retooling.
That's where we are right now.
Right now. Mm-hmm. But what he does this winter will determine a lot. Brandon in Oak Lawn. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to call and give a shout-out to you and Hoodie, man. You guys are really something else, and I don't think you guys get enough appreciation, to be honest. The news that you guys give and the way you give it, the humor you got throughout the day, I listen to you guys all day, and you're really good for a lot of people's mental awareness, and I just wanted to give you guys a big shout-out.
We appreciate you, Brandon. Thank Very you. Kind of you, man.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, definitely. So keep up the good work, guys, and let's go Bears. Hopefully we can do something out of this, whether it's Fields or Dalton. I really don't care. I just want to get to the playoffs.
Thank you, B. We appreciate it.
Have a good weekend, man.
I said this in our anniversary. Cap and I's anniversary is going to come up pretty soon here as we hook you up with Monday Night Raw tickets. Monday Night Raw comes to Chicago Monday, August 2nd at the Allstate Arena. Chicago's home for sports has tickets all week. Well, this is the last day. You can buy tickets for as low as $20 at Ticketmaster.com. Caller 20, regular line, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. If you want to go see Monday Night Raw, the USA Network cameras will be there. 3 hours live on the USA Network. Bring your signs. If you win ticket, bring your signs to Monday Night Raw at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont.
There you go. And our winner of our White Sox tickets, Sean Keneally of Chicago. Sean Keneally. Brooks Boyer of the White Sox has some very interesting things to tell us. Brooks Boyer and your calls next.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bow, 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 bow. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Winner of our WWE Monday Night Raw tickets, Jose Guzman of the South Side.
Greg Maddux, Jose Guzman.
That guy was a major league pitcher, Jose Guzman.
Yeah, Jose, you weren't very popular in town when Greg Maddux went to Atlanta after the Cubs made an offer.
Yeah.
For you to stay.
Not good.
But you have redemption, though, because now you are a winner of a pair of tickets. Congratulations going to Monday Night Raw.
From that to the White Sox, Brooks Boyer joins us here on our hotline. Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer of the Chicago White Sox. We are your home for White Sox baseball. Brooks, good morning. How are you, buddy? It's a busy day, and I don't know if your club's done adding on yet.
Yeah, well, it'll certainly be interesting to see how the rest of the day goes, but
we feel like we got better yesterday, and hopefully the bats will show up, and we'll have a fun weekend here and fun rest of the season as, you know, we try to get ourselves, you guys talk about it, get in the tournament at the end of the year and see what happens. A lot of teams had a lot of exciting things happen yesterday. We're one of them, and you know, we're ready to compete, that's for sure.
So, you know, here's what I love. I love the fact that coming off of the pandemic, we're back in the ballpark at guaranteed rate, and the crowds that are there. Tell me about the attendance and how things have been working as far as butts in seats at guaranteed rate.
Well, it's certainly been a fun process to be part of, to go from 25% capacity to as it grew to get to where we are now. And with that, you know, we've had some challenges, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on today to, you know, talk about, you know, some of the challenges we had. One of them, you know, being parking. You know, the reality is fan behavior has changed, and you know, more people are driving to the ballpark, and you know, we're taking measures this week to address that, and you know, bear with me a little bit because we're excited about the players that are coming, but we want to get people in the park as smoothly as possible. So we've hired Uber to help us with their logistics team to help us get people around and get people into the ballpark. So anybody with a parking pass, you know, whether it's a red pass or a green pass, they are parking on the north side of the stadium moving forward. And we will hold those spots for our reserved, it's lot A, B, and C for reserved parkers. And anybody who is coming to the game, if you are buying parking for the day of the game when you get here, you're going to go to the south lots. So that's lots E, F, and L. Easily accessible off of 35th or, you know, exit Pershing or 37th coming from the south. We want to get people in here as quickly as possible, but you know, our reality is we have more cars coming than we have spots, and we have overflow lots at IIT. So if anybody is coming late to the game and you're parking day of game, you might want to consider going to 31st and State. We will bus you over right to the entrance. But we're seeing a lot of enthusiastic fans, enthusiastic crowds, and we anticipate those continuing. We're just trying to make it as easy as possible for people to get in.
All right, so how about the best way to get a hot dog and a beer at the game? I have seats. I bought a season ticket package for 15 games. I have great seats, and the concessions are second to none.
Yeah, great question, Cap, because we've had some challenges because we have no vendors right now. Based on you know, what we had promised the city, you know, we were limiting contacts, and we will be bringing the vendors back. They will not be back for this weekend, but we hope soon after this weekend we'll be able to bring the vendors back, the in-seat vendors. But there are three easy ways to get food, because with increased crowds, obviously we're seeing more activity in the concourse and the lines. You know, we've added significantly more people. We have opened more stands and more portables. You can order off of the ballpark app. You can order and have food, beers, everything delivered to your seats. You can order off the app and go pick it up at a concession stand. You know, or if you just like the old ballpark feel, you can walk up and into the concession lines and get what you need. But we've heard from our fans and understand that we've had some challenges in these areas as crowds have swelled, and you know, we're facing the same thing a lot of other businesses are facing of making sure we can get enough people out here to service our fans and to create the best experience we possibly can. And we've certainly taken all of that to heart, and we are working to make the experience the best it possibly can be starting tonight.
So it's the Sox against the Indians, 7:10 start, as Lance Lynn's on the mound for the White Sox, 6:10 on Saturday, and then 1:10 on Sunday. So, Brooks, you are suggesting that for all of us Sox fans, let's get into our seats 10, 15 minutes beforehand, because the introduction is as important as the game, right? Because the players see you there. There's that kind of adulation from the fans. That does matter, right?
It does matter. You know, our players have commented over and over about feeding off the energy of the crowd. You know, our outfielders especially have talked about the energy out in the outfield seats, and we do. We're encouraging people. Our gates open 90 minutes before the game start, and you know, our parking lots open 2 hours before the game start. We try to put on a great show for fans, and think that as people get in, you know, the energy does build. Our players do feed off of that, and you know, we certainly hope that, you know, as the season goes along, that energy and emotion will continue to build, that will carry us into meaningful October games, you know, so season ticket holder Cap can make sure that you know, that he's seen out the ballpark. He's a man of the people. Jay Hood, you know that, right?
Oh yeah, of course. Just ask him.
You guys are unbelievable. Danny and Sylvie would like to know, do you have a special section for the sons of Cubs fans who are actually Sox fans now?
Dude, the infiltration is real. You know, all those Cub fan dads and moms that are listening out there, we're coming for your kids. We're coming for your kids. I got two high profile kids. You know, Mason is my guy, and you know, Danny was just telling me, he's semi heartbroken, but you know, I could hear it in his voice, guys. He's kind of turning the corner too.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, as I told him, I said, I'm coming for your kids.
Well, that's it. Take that, Danny.
It's got to be great for a U Brooks Boyer to be able to preside over the coolest team in Chicago. It just has to be, right? You got the coolest uniforms. You got the coolest ballpark. You got the best food. I mean, you really have to be strutting right to your office every day, right?
Oh, for sure. For sure. You know, like I, you know, I just am really proud of the experience we have created at the ballpark, and we try to do a little something for everybody. And you know, with the kids, with our Comcast deck that we have, where kids can go and play the game when they get a little bit antsy. You know, they see their heroes out on the field, and they want to be like them. So it gives parents a chance to stay connected to the game and let their kids burn off some of that energy they may have gotten from the, you know, the cotton candy or the ice cream stand.
Brooks, have a great weekend, and keep it rolling, man. Sox are hot, and we'll see if they can win a World Series.
Sounds good. Hey, tickets are available, whitesox.com, and please check whitesox.com/transportation for any of your needs. We want to get you in here as quickly and easily as possible. And always make sure to listen to the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. See
there you. He is, Brooks Boyer, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of the Chicago White Sox. So there's all your questions answered. They think they've tried to address some of the things that they felt like they needed to be better at because there's so many more fans coming out. And people are going to be listening all season long because the Sox, what are you, 7.5 up?
Yeah, you know, we're so up there. We're so high up there, I lose count, actually.
Oh, stop.
I mean, we've been comfortably in first place for a while here. I don't get that very often, so just let me enjoy my White Sox, huh? Let me just enjoy it. And I'll tell you something else. I think that he makes a salient point. Not only that, a good one. When he talks about how you got to get to your seats early, right? Mm-hmm. You got Lala downtown. You don't want to go through that traffic. You don't want to go through that. So get to the ballpark early. Enjoy yourself because you're spending the day with a first-place ball club.
It'll be a lot of fun to watch where this thing goes, man, and we'll see what else they do by 3 o'clock. 312-332-3776. We'll get more of your Rizzo reactions, some Bears conversation as well, and the Friday folder next.
Cap and Jay Hood, mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Friday folder brought to you by the wonderful people at my favorite store in the world, at abtf.com, their website. It's absolutely a small college campus of the coolest stuff you'll ever see. electronics, and more.
I saw that on my way back home.
There you go, going out 295. Oh, there it is.
ABT, you cannot miss the white letters of ABT.
There you go. Take that. Daniel Zetterman.
Gentlemen, welcome into the Friday Folder. We've been so busy with MLB trade talk and White Sox talk and Bears talk. We didn't really mention the NBA draft was last night, so I'll point out to you guys the Pistons made it official. They took Cade Cunningham with the number one overall pick. And your Chicago Bulls drafted Io DeSumo out of Illinois with the 38th pick in the second round.
On the Cap and Jared podcast feed, Tyler Aki, Dave Leto, and I break down some of the picks for the NBA draft. It's right there on the Cap and Jared feed on the ESPN Chicago app. You can listen in to some of our profiles. Well, let's take DeSumo, because you and I have watched Illinois for a while under Coach Underwood. I like DeSumo's game. Now, is he able to shoot the basketball? And do you have redundancy at that spot? What's the difference between Coby White and DeSumo?
They're not the same player for me. They both are streaky shooters. I think Coby White has become a much better shooter. Io has a little more point guard skill than Coby White does, but he's not a guy that I'm going to hand the ball to and go run the offense, young man. They still need a veteran point guard, and then this kid can develop underneath him. He's got to become more consistent from the perimeter.
Feels like best on the board. Yeah, DeSumo's there. He fell to us. Let's just take him. And I like it. For a second-round pick,
agreed.
He could pay dividends for them.
Agreed. Rather than drafting a Euro that you stash, and hopefully you see him in a couple of years.
Yeah.
Danny.
While we're talking NBA and the draft, this is a great story, guys. The NBA paid tribute to Terrence Clark with an honorary pick. If you guys remember, the 19-year-old Clark, who played at the University of Kentucky, was killed in a tragic car accident back in April.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a horrific story when that one crossed on the wires. Mm-hmm. A very talented young man. The NBA, with Adam Silver at the helm, mm-hmm. they make a lot of great decisions on how they honor people, and they always seem to be doing the right thing in those instances.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised by that from the NBA. I think that was really a positive. And again, you are looking for positives outside of the play that you see. I think that was very, very classy.
By the way, did you hear Adam Silver read the trade yesterday or the pick? We've got, you know, so-and-so, Danny Zetterman from Kansas goes to Orlando through Boston. And he's trying to read it. And he goes, hey, I just read what they tell me to read. It was really funny. It was awesome.
I mean, it gets confusing after a while, but there's some deals made. There's a tier one in this draft, and that's Cade Cunningham, and then the rest of it's tier two, tier three. Cunningham is going to be special for Detroit. That's going to really reignite, really, underwhelming franchise.
No question.
How much did you guys really care about the draft last night? I know, Hoodie, you're an NBA guy, and like that's your thing, so you probably cared more than Cap and I did. But how much did you really care? Rizzo was traded. The White Sox made moves. The Olympics were going on. Like, the draft. The Bulls don't have a pick in the first round.
I'm actually with Danny. I was more locked in on Twitter looking at baseball trades, all of that. Yes.
Yeah, I'm the host of the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast. My job is to provide basketball content. I work for SiriusXM NBA Radio, so I'm able to do both. I'm watching the Cubs and Sox deals, and I'm also watching the draft. So I'm needed for both. I do both well. At least try to.
Asked that because Cap asked if we saw Adam Silver read the trade, and I'm thinking to myself, I didn't see Adam Silver for 2 seconds last night.
No, I was in and out of it. That used to be my life.
And if the Bulls had a first-round pick, probably it would have been a bigger deal for us.
No doubt. That used to be my life. I could tell you every detail of every kid on every draft list because that was how I got paid. I was a scout. Not anymore.
And by the way, I don't know about you, but this was last night, the first time in 17 years I didn't host a draft show.
How about that?
Because you always did TV or some semblance of radio, right?
Correct.
Or from the other, from
Berto.
The Berto Center.
Correct.
We always see each other all the time, every year, right?
Correct.
So this is the first time in 17 years I didn't have a draft show to host.
And no free meal from Max and Benny's when it was up north. And then I don't remember who they catered over at the Advocate. But
yeah,
back when it was at Birdo,
yes.
Max and Benny's was the spread.
It was so good, especially the cocktail rye.
There you go.
Go ahead, Danny.
Gentlemen, my favorite thing going on is the Olympics. Simone Biles says she is plagued by the twisties, saying her mind and body are not in sync. Thus, U.S. gymnast Suni Lee won the Olympic all-around gold medal after Simone Biles drops out.
It's a longer conversation, but I'll just sum it up this way. This is for any athlete, but especially what she does, Cap. If your mind is not into being able to do that sport properly, you can kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
As simple as that.
No
I
question.
Mean, because one twist, one turn.
You land wrong, you're paralyzed, or you could die.
So I would rather for her not to participate and make sure that her mind's straight before she does that. She does some incredible things, but it's her personal life. You and I have been on this earth 148 years combined, you and I. And so the way we handle our life, what's wrong? What's the matter?
148.
No shot. Yeah, so close. So we've been on this earth together combined for a long time, and we handle our business and our lives differently. She's 23, 24. I had no idea what I was doing at 23, 24. And so my point is that whatever is best for her and her mental capacity, the things that she's dealing with, let her deal with it.
Well said. Look, was I disappointed? I'm not a huge, I've said that to you. I'm not a huge Olympics guy. I'm a huge Simone Biles fan. Wanted to watch her compete. Was I disappointed, like many, that she didn't? But to go through the sexual abuse that she went through for multiple years and the pressure that she feels she's under, she deserves praise for being the type of young woman that she is, the greatest Olympian in her sport of all time.
Yeah.
And if she felt, hey, I can't do it, God bless her.
Danny.
Gentlemen, Saints camp is opening, and guess who's starting out with the first team offense? Taysom Hill.
You see, I don't know if you scroll down further to see that quarterback tier list. Like Taysom Hill was like in the 30s.
Yes, he 32. Was below Andy Dalton.
So what's up with that, Danny? What's up with Taysom Hill? Like, I mean,
he's starting with the first team. Now, Sean Payton did say that he and Jameis Wilson will get a shot at starting with the first team. But I think it's funny the fact that when camp opens up, he's the guy under center with the first team. I mean, if he's the starting quarterback for the Saints, they're rebuilding.
Be careful what you ask for with Taysom Hill, right? I mean, it's a nice lark to have him out there running back, you know, fullback, sometimes quarterback, sometimes special teams guy. Just be careful with that, okay? There's a reason why that he has not had full autonomy as a starter for the Saints. A nice little gadget player from time to time, but first team, not sure if that works.
Right, and you didn't have people beating down the door to get Jameis Winston, so that Saints thing is going to look a whole lot different.
5-12?
That would be fine.
You think that's maybe that's going to be the case, right?
I think there's too much talent there to be that bad. I just don't think they're a contender.
Without Drew Brees.
Correct.
Yeah, makes sense.
Danny.
Gentlemen, when the Lions named Dan Campbell their head coach, we were all amused by this.
So this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing, all right? That's going to be the mentality.
Okay, you sound ridiculous.
We all were entertained by that. Well, yesterday, Lions camp opened. The first thing the media and the camera saw as Lions camp opened were the Lions players doing down-ups, and Dan Campbell was right in the middle doing it with them, and it is a sight to see. It's like looking at an 80-year-old man trying to exercise with a bunch of 22-year-olds. It's visual. It's great. Check it out on Twitter, but this guy's the best.
Well, the Bears don't have to worry about that team.
That guy is ridiculous. First of all, I can tell you there was a big-name college coach who would go out basketball. And I told you this story, Hoodie, off the air. He would go out and warm up the players and be in a warm-up suit and all soaked in sweat and bounce passes into the low post until, like, three of the biggest-name coaches walked up to him when I was standing there, and they went, dude, you're embarrassing yourself. There are managers that do student managers, assistant coaches. Stop. just try it. It's eyewash. You're trying to make it. Look how hard he works.
Yes.
Stop. You're bounce passing into the low post. And Dan Campbell, clown. Clown. Either he'll have good players and he'll win, or he'll have bad players and he'll lose. But the way he comports himself, clown.
All I know is that I know that he's intense and he's looking forward to being a head coach, but there's a reason why those coaches are position coaches, not head coaches.
Correct.
You do less. You are the CEO. You're not down there in
the
dirt.
Head of the corporation.
You got to see the down-ups, man.
I understand, Danny, but the CEO's not there, down there with the mail guy. You know, parsing out the mail.
Right.
There's and nothing against people that are in businesses that have the mail guy, but the CEOs are up making sure that the whole building's taken care of, that everyone's taken care of from top to bottom.
Yeah, Bezos isn't out there in the prime van dropping stuff off at Hoodie's house.
Exactly, exactly. So this guy's a joke. Guys like him, remember, the Rex Ryans, the Jerry Glanvilles, guys like that, those guys never make it. You know why? Because they make themselves the story. The players are the story, not you.
Correct. Get him good players and he'll look like a smart coach, but he needs to stay out of the limelight like that.
Up downs.
Gentlemen, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, his wife, say they don't believe in bathing their kids or themselves very often.
Yeah, but we don't see dirt, we don't take a shower.
Well, then you're a pig.
Exactly.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
I just lost it for Mila and Ashton.
So how does that work, Danny, in a relationship, right? So you're dating Mila Kunis, right?
Who, by the way, is smoking great.
Yes.
Love
yes,
her.
She's hot.
But, love her.
But do you, in while you're dating, do you ask, hey, are you in the showers? Is that how you find out that you both have a kinship in, as far as not wanting water or soap on your body?
See, I feel like this wasn't happening while they were dating. I feel like when they were dating, that was a situation where they try to impress each other. They're showering. The honeymoon stage is a phenomenal thing. This is, hey, we're married. We've been married for a long time. We've got kids. The hell with it. Let's just get fat and lazy.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
Let's go, 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 White Sox!
It's a free ticket Friday brought to you by Chicago Cut. Tickets for the White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Caller 10, regular line, 312-332, ESPN 332-3776. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets for the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. It's a revenge weekend for the Sox and the Royals.
Yep, upcoming series against the Royals. Those are the pair of tickets that you can win. And go to Chicago Cut for an awesome meal. Try the Cajun bone-in ribeye, the lobster salad with champagne vinaigrette, and a little mint Oreo ice cream pie for dessert.
Or whatever, oh boy. Or whatever you'd like to order at Chicago Cut.
It's all delicious.
Go ahead, Mr. Food. What else do you have?
We'll be right back. Thank you, John. Appreciate you, man. Love you. This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Coach Fitz and the 2020 Big Ten West Division champions return to Ryan Field this fall for matchups with Michigan State, Iowa, and more. Season and single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, Danny, let's get back to the folder here on Captain J. Hood. What else do you have?
He's on the phone. He's Danny, busy.
Danny, the folder.
He's calling
back to the folder.
If white peaches are in stock yet at the store.
Thank you for those white peaches, by the way. They were delicious.
This is a public service announcement. This is prime white peach season right now that we're in. If you can get a hold of some, eat as many as you can.
Okay, so Danny, I was at the farmer's market on Wednesday.
Sure.
And I said to the lady, my wife loves peaches, I'll take a bushel basket of those peaches, the little mini bushel basket. I said, do you have any white peaches? She said, the best white peaches come in the second week in August. I said, my friend Danny Zetterman was eating a white peach at work yesterday. She said, those are from Georgia. They're not quite as sweet as the Michigan white peach, which will be out in 10 days.
That's when you need to tell an expert to just shut the hell up. The peach that I was eating was excellent. I don't need her opinion on my white peaches. Like I
said.
You
want her to keep her beak out of your
peaches. Who cares what you... The peach I ate was absolutely delicious. I have not had a better piece of fruit in my entire life than the peach that I just ate at the last commercial break.
Ah, the suburban wars over peaches. Boy, that's just peachy.
You tell that Deerfield farmer's market woman to watch her mouth. Keep her nose out of white peach business.
Yeah.
Princess Diana and Prince Charles' wedding cake, a slice is up for sale 40 years later. It is going to hit the auction block. 28-ounce slice, preserved in plastic, stored in a decorative tin.
Did they have it frozen? It was in the freezer and they pulled it up?
It was not frozen, no.
How do you keep it fresh? Or is it fresh?
Just sealed in plastic wrap. I would say you're not going to eat it. It's not fresh.
So I don't want it then.
The interesting thing is they say that the starting bid is $1,000. Like, that's not really a lot for something celebrity-owned, but the fact that it's a rotten old piece of cake.
Ah, that's just weird. But people will buy it, though, man, because of the nostalgia of it, because it's the princess. They'll do it.
Like, I like memorabilia, like a framed jersey that has meaning to me.
A piece of the action.
Yeah. Like, I have a Frank Thomas jersey that he signed to me. I have an Ozzie jersey that he signed. Rizzo promised me he's getting me one. I haven't got it yet.
It'll be a Yankee.
But yeah, exactly. Here's a Yankee jersey, number 36 or something. But I have Blackhawks, Savard, Esposito, Hall, Makita. Like, I've got cool ones. Kerry Wood signed one for me. Like, people that I had a relationship with. They're cool. It just... A piece of freaking cake
people
that's 40
are
years
so,
old?
People are so obsessed with Princess Di, though.
Yes, they are. Especially after her death.
Yeah, that's like different level obsession.
All right, Danny.
All right, I'll give you guys one more.
Oh, for...
What?
Well, this is in lieu of Carmen, because we don't have our trends today, because he and Meller are at Buttermilk.
Carmen's ready.
Maybe I'll give you one more. Maybe I won't give you one more. Yeah, look it up, Randy.
You look it up, Randy.
Yeah, Randy.
Gentlemen, Adam Schefter's name has surged as the top candidate to work with the Manning brothers on their Monday Night Football broadcast.
To do what?
To be in the booth with them.
To do what?
Yeah.
According to my sources, I mean, what, other than that, what?
Schefter's very opinionated.
On what? The NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's opinionated. What time is his slot on this show?
Well, he doesn't come on this show. We have Albert Breer.
Well, exactly.
Because we made a change.
Yeah, because Albert is actually opinionated.
Well, but also, Albert focuses on the show. Schefter never really wanted to do that.
Correct.
But he's a busy guy. I mean, come on. Well, love Schefty.
Yeah, he's a very nice person. He was in the middle of eating lunch. I can't do this right now. I'm on the phone.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay. Well, so is that going to happen during the Monday Night Football booth? I mean, is he going to... I'm sorry, Manning's, I have to go because according to my sources, it's time for dinner. I mean, what? Get out of there. I don't know. What does Schefter bring to the table?
His contact list, his phone, some
his
insight.
Phone. This is the jazz hands you've been waiting for on Monday Night Football. The Manning brothers and according to my sources. That's what you've been waiting for. All right.
Danny.
I'd rather have Albert Breer.
That's it for the folder today, guys.
What else do you got? Wait a minute. Got some SEC Big 12 in that folder? No? All right. Where is the folder? He's got nothing else. Oh, well.
Let me update the poll results. Who is the most beloved Chicago Cubs player of all time? We've got 7,600 votes. Ernie Banks and Anthony Rizzo tied at 39%.
Ooh, see?
Ronnie Santo, 16.6% for everybody else.
Look how close that is with Mr.
That?
Cub and Rizzo.
That's
a photo finish. I like it.
39. There's still time left. And then I'll update it over the weekend.
Let's go on out to Buttermilk coming up next.
We'll go out to Buttermilk. We'll talk with Carmen DeFalco, Jeffrey Meller. That is in exactly 2 minutes.